It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning. Scott Luton back with you again here on Supply Chain Now Radio as we're broadcasting live from Jumpstart 19. And to our audience, you can probably hear Congressman Drew Ferguson giving off some opening remarks. But we're excited to be here. We've got my co-host Will Haraway and Ben Harris. Good morning, Will and Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you here as we continue our hashtag Supply Chain City series on Supply Chain Now Radio.
The second segment or the Mark Lemke segment.
Yeah.
Right?
There we go.
Are we on to something now?
I like Mark Lemke. So to our audience, we're all big Braves fans, and we like the TFR segments and like we're reflecting back on the 1991 lineup. So Mark Lemke to Limmer. So today we've got a special guest with Banyan Technology. Lance Healy. Sorry, I'm using my computer. I'm a hard copy guy, Lance.
Yeah, not
a
problem.
When you switch over to your laptop, it kind of threw me off. But Lance Healy, good morning, co-founder and chief innovation officer for Banyan Technology. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
As most folks know, Banyan Technology, a leading innovator of live carrier and API connectivity for transportation management, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So I want to have you share with our listeners some of your background, but first talk about API and what that is.
Sure. Yeah. API is, it's a, you know, the initials, a lot of people know, application processing interface, a lot of fun stuff you can do with that. Essentially it replaces a typical batch communication with real time exchange of data between computers. So if you liken it to traditional EDI communications, it's like sending a letter, putting it in a mailbox. Somebody's going to pick it up, and then somebody's going to read it, and then they're going to put it back in a mailbox, and it's all scheduled. So APIs are really more like a cell phone. I can instantly call you. We can have a conversation. We hang up. We're done. So it just moves business a lot faster.
Right.
But also opens up a lot of new opportunities in how you engage with suppliers. And that's really the fun part of how the technology applies into transportation.
Mm. Well, in a transportation space, we got to move fast.
Yeah,
gotta move
right.
fast, and we got to move it into the modern age, automation, bots, and
super dynamic.
That's right, super dynamic. I'm gonna steal that word from you, Lance.
It's yours.
So yeah. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, from a transportation background, African studies and French major.
There you go.
Renaissance man.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, got into this business from, I was arbitraging construction materials online back in the late 90s when people were still putting AOL discs in on trying to get minutes. So, we needed a way to do real-time transportation back in the late 90s, and a solution didn't exist, so we just built one and started doing direct carrier connections back formally, launched Banyan in 2001, and we've got about 34,000 clients using the application, and we have connections to over 1,400 carriers, brokers, LTL carriers, last mile delivery guys.
So when you say carrier connections, are you talking backhaul?
Primarily in the LTL space. So where we drive and have been driving for a long time is to connect the shippers and 3PLs directly with their LTL carriers. And in that sense, it opens up all kinds of new dynamics in negotiation, pricing, in addition to like information exchange efficiencies.
Mm-hmm. I'd say for a French and African studies major, you've done pretty good in the supply chain space.
So. Okay, it's all right. Yeah, we're doing all right. We've got 60 employees in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. I get paid to say that.
Well, we're pulling for the Browns Renaissance, right?
It's a long time coming.
And, you know, speaking, going back to the Braves, mm-hmm. that Indians lineup was one of the best of all time.
It was.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we can talk Braves baseball all day, as we indicated on our first episode. So, so Banyan Technology, let's talk more about the problems you're helping to solve in the world of supply chain with 34,000 clients, customers, if I heard that right?
Yep, you did. Yeah.
So what are some of the problems that your technology, that the super dynamic technology is helping to solve?
So we're helping change a lot of the old school, which was really necessary back in the day when freight was deregulated, and SM33 did an amazing job of moving the industry forward back then, and we're just kind of building on top of what they had pioneered and said, hey, let's make this even more aggressive, more real time. So it changes pricing. A lot of folks historically have done annual pricing discussions, annual pricing bid packages. That really goes away. A lot of our clients haven't done annual bid packages in 10 years because they polish and they renegotiate their rates every month, some of them every 2 weeks. And if you think of a traditional process, it's horrifying. So the way that you do it with the technology is you just start providing feedback loops. So that's it's been a lot of fun to watch people use the technology in different ways.
So, and that is super dynamic. Every 2 weeks, we're visiting pricing. Holy cow, I used to be in the metal stamping business, and we would tie a lot of our parts to the steel markets.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about headaches, having to reprice a lot of parts. But we had a monthly index. But it sounds like you're helping your clients make sure that they're not too far high above or below the market, right?
Right. And it actually allows the carriers to be more responsive, more agile to their networks,
right,
which are always changing. So,
and what size carriers are you guys working with?
We're not a broker, we're not an agent, so we'll work with whatever the client wants to use. So we've got mom and pop local last mile carriers. We're connected to several hundred last mile guys, and then all the big carriers.
Right. We've talked to a lot of digital freight forwarders. You know, Sudu here in town is one we've had as a guest before, and it is those small carriers that these little data points make such a swing on their profit margin.
Oh, it's huge. And we worked with some large freight forwarders that were coming into the U.S. and they found that the inland piece for them and some of that last mile, they were just getting totally jacked on the pricing.
Last mile, no idea until they got here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun.
So Banyan Technology has received a lot of accolades here in the last couple of years, including the 2018 Weatherhead 100 Award winner.
We're huge in Cleveland.
Yeah. Recognition 2018 Inc. 5000 list.
Yeah, that's big.
That's awesome. A good one.
Several others. So how rewarding is that, given all of your hard work and your team's hard work? What's your key takeaways from recognition like that?
You know, I think my wife summed it up best. She said, about damn time. It's great to see, and it's kind of fun. The technology is continuing to evolve. We're building on the API, so it's like we're just getting started. 18-year overnight success, and we're just getting started. So, the stuff we're doing next is where it really gets fun, and that's giving the carriers the ability to do dynamic pricing and directly to thousands of customers instantly. So
dynamic prices as the dynamics change, as the environment changes, as the prices change.
Right. So if you look at like just pure dynamic pricing, it's terrifying for a shipper, right? Because I have no idea how to budget that. But if the shippers have contracts and they've got things, you know, that they know it can't go above this, but now you give the carriers the tools to say, hey, I can adjust lanes as I want them to fill the trucks I want or the freight attributes I want, all of a sudden the yield manager, they're having a party. This is a good time. So and the client wins because they get spot quotes that are less than what they negotiated. So
maximizing what we have moving, right? Really eliminating waste and music to
minimizing
our ears.
That risk too is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Are you working, Lance, also with the guys at FreightWaves a little bit on that as far as sensing some of that?
They're really focused more heavily on the truckload side, and there just hasn't been a lot of good data indexing on the LTL side.
Got it.
Talking with them, but I think we'll have better tools and visibility as it continues to evolve.
Makes sense.
So, it'd be fun to feed them some data too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get some good stuff.
So let's say we're sitting here a year from now.
Yeah.
It's January 20, 2020. Slow math on a Monday morning. The Browns have won, are going to the Super Bowl. Right?
Okay, all right.
But you were talking about what's next, and you kind of touched on it a little bit. But when you look back at 2019, mm-hmm. what will you, the Banyan technology team, be able to hang its hat on?
Yeah, well, we're launching with a lot of big national carriers that are using our new tool set. We're calling it intelligent pricing. And it gives them the ability to offer live lane specials. Mm. And
live lane specials.
Yeah. And that's it's just something we came up with.
I like it.
Yeah, right. I get it.
It's like Price is Right.
Right, yeah. And but it gives them the tools to be more efficient in their pricing and be more reactive as their networks are changing, which they are constantly. So
you're presenting here at Jumpstart 19.
Yeah.
When is that? When are you?
Tomorrow at in the afternoon, 1:00.
Okay. Cool. Can you give us a quick little sneak peek of what we're talking about?
Yeah, sure. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and applications in the supply chain. So it's a pretty broad category, but if you talk about machine learning and you talk about what the yield managers are doing today manually and a lot of times on annual contracts by giving them the tools that they become the folks that are going to define the logic that goes into the machine learning. Mm. And it's their expertise that's going to define how freight gets more and more efficient. Mm.
So what's your, you know, if you're in supply chain, this is a place to be this week, especially in here in the supply chain city.
Yeah.
What's your favorite aspect of events like this?
The networking, for sure.
Right.
'Cause we can get together with folks that, you know, are like-minded, and there's not too many places that we can just totally geek out on LTL discussions.
I was about to say, it's so focused on LTL. It's a great, great venue for you guys.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. And there's so many good people in this industry that want to advance it and move it forward and put the industry ahead of, you know, a dollar here and a dollar there. That's one thing I really like about this market.
Mm. What's next? I believe work is going to be in Ohio this year, right? The big work conference.
Oh,
I think it's in Chicago.
I think Chicago.
I thought it was either in Cleveland or Columbus this year. We'll get Malcolm in the research.
Let's get Malcolm
team
and check that out.
So what's next? What's the next conference on your busy schedule?
We've got some user conferences with Descartes. We're doing TIA, third party intermediaries. That's a big one for us. Mercury Gate user conference. We've got a few different ones.
You're presenting at a lot of these?
I am. At TIA, we're going to be talking about, we'll be doing an LTL session.
Okay.
Great.
On some high-level stuff.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that with Matt Williams from Visible.
We're being told that our thought leadership is overwhelming the room a little too much, so we're going to turn it down just a little bit. Did Malcolm come back on?
Malcolm said it is in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
You are correct, sir.
Cool.
Never doubt you.
And, that's Malcolm. Malcolm feeded that information to our show notes. So how do folks learn more about Banyan Technology, Lance?
You know, we've got a website. A lot of the new cool, fun stuff we don't have on the website yet. But, you know, give us a call. We're pretty accessible in terms of reaching out.
Yep. And so the website is Banyan, technology.com. And you can find them on Twitter at Banyan Tech, T-E-C-H, at Banyan Tech on Twitter, and a lot of interesting information out there. Sounds like you're also developing that website as we loading more resources.
Yeah, we got a new one coming out this month, so February. So
that's no small project these days.
That's all right. We got people for that now.
So. That's right.
Well, Lance Healy, thanks so much for joining us here today, co-founder and chief innovation officer with Banyan Technology. And Will, Ben, that wraps up our second segment here today. Busy Monday.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before we conclude the episode, Ben, you're speaking. When are you speaking this week?
Actually, tomorrow afternoon, and oddly enough, on AI as well.
Awesome.
With a couple other guys. So excited about that. I think it's actually a little later in the afternoon, around 3:00.
Mm.
So definitely not to be missed, but I'll definitely beat Lance at your session tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Maybe I can learn a couple things before my session too.
Well, we're
excited.
What
he's saying, he's going to take some of your insights and fold them into
just copy and paste.
just brute force it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, to our audience, stay tuned. We're broadcasting live interviews, thought leadership from this Rock and Roll Supply Chain event all day long today. Be sure to check out our upcoming events, replays of our interviews, and other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Be sure to subscribe. Subscriptions are always great. And on behalf of Will and Ben and Malcolm and the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you a wonderful week, and we hope to see you again here at Jumpstart 19.